Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but they will not be strong enough." After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, "Lord, open the door for us." He will say to you in reply, "I do not know where you are from." And you will say, "We ate and drank in your company and taught in our streets." And then he will say to you, "I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers." And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. In the 70s, when I was training for the privilege to drive an automobile, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation had a motto, and the slogan was, "Drive defensively." And the whole idea was to drive in a way that you were much aware of all the dangers around you, and so that if you were defensive in the way you drove, you could get from point A to point B safely. Now, many things have changed since the 70s, and driving is no exception. In fact, no one drives defensively today. Everybody is an offensive driver. And I don't mean offensive-minded drivers. I mean the way they drive is offensive. They roll through stop signs. They don't use turn signals. And it seems like the only one that ever uses a turn signal is that person who's turning left 15 miles down the road. You're driving behind. Well, I guess they're turning left. No. I guess they're turning left. No. I guess they're turning now. No. And all the other crazy things that go on that people do while they are behind the wheel driving their car. Not only talking on their phone, now texting. I even saw a guy shaving one time and reading a newspaper. And the best was a woman on the parkway, eating a bowl of cereal, balanced on the steering wheel. Fast. Everybody wants to drive as fast as they possibly can. And it's almost like they're just driving to drive. They have no seen destination. They're just out there driving as fast as they possibly can. But the greatest mystery about driving is none of these, for which probably, unfortunately, you and I participate in some of them. I can say that I've never eaten a bowl of cereal while I was in the car. But the greatest mystery is that when people are driving down the highway doing their thing, and the highway comes to a tunnel, everything comes to a complete stop. Did you ever notice that? It's almost as if they're afraid that they can't fit into the tunnel. And then when you go into the tunnel and you come out of the other side, there's no cars. They all evaporated. Where do they go? That is a greater mystery than the Holy Trinity itself. Tunnel vision. Jesus has the answer to tunnel vision. When someone asks him in the gospel today, "Lord, how many people will enter the kingdom of God?" Jesus' answer is this: many will try to enter, but they will not be strong enough to enter through the narrow gate. How will we not be strong enough to enter in through that narrow gate? I think the answer comes to us in our second reading in the letter to the Hebrews. What Jesus is talking about as being strong enough is indiscipline. We are not disciplined enough to have that laser focus to see that narrow gate on the narrow path for which we travel in our spiritual journey to enter. The letter to Hebrews tells us this morning that do not shy away from discipline. Any good father disciplines his children. There are two kinds of discipline. One is in instruction and correction. Don't be afraid to be instructed or to be corrected. And the second is your trials and tribulations. Don't allow your trials and your sufferings and tribulations be seen as pain, but see them as they are called to be. They become joy. Because in and through those things, one will become righteous and experience joy. At the end of the reading today, it sums it up like this. So therefore then, accept discipline, in essence. Become strong so that your legs can have the strength to walk that narrow path. See, because it is a narrow path that leads directly to that narrow gate. And the second part of that discipline and strength that Jesus speaks of is really caught up in our opening prayer of how he wants those who are truly following him to experience their journey. The opening prayer said, unite us into one mind and heart so that we accept what? Your commands, hope in your promises, and follow you amidst all of the distractions by the gifts and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is that kind of laser focus when you come to the tunnel that you don't slow down because you're afraid to enter into that narrow gate, because it is an entrance through our own death. That we're not afraid and we slow down so that when we enter through, that somehow when we come out on the other side, there will be nothing. But truly what we'll receive is that place of gladness. I remember when I was going through my first tunnel, it was the Liberty Tunnels, but in the 70s we affectionately called it the Liberty Tubes. We were going to my grandmother's house who lived up on Mount Washington, and I was driving, and as soon as I came to that point, I started slowing down, and my dad said to me, don't be afraid. He said, just aim it and hit the gas. So I did. I aimed it and hit the gas, but I thought he meant every time I drove, just aim it and hit the gas. He would correct me on that. When we find our place there, then that is how we should have the confidence and strength to enter into the kingdom of God. So what should be our mission? Obviously, our mission is to become like the saints, to become saints. And how do the saints approach this? The saints approach that narrow gate as the widest path towards God's love and joy. They approach it with that kind of discipline that allows them on that narrow path not to lose their way. And when they come, they enter into it, even if it means through offering their own life to share in that righteousness and joy of the Lord. How should we follow them then? I think that we can take a couple pages out of the 1979 driver's manual from Pennsylvania. Here they are. First, pay attention. Cut down on distractions. Paying attention to the things around you is what our opening prayer tells us. Pay attention to the things that will keep you from focusing on the road that you're on. Those distractions in our spiritual life are things such as occasions of sin. They are also other people who try to pull us in a different direction. The second thing is, it says in the manual, is to map out your destination so that you arrive not only safely, but in due time. Know where you're going and plan accordingly. When I was a young man, when I'd asked my dad for the car, and I'm sure parents, you've had your children ask for the car, my conversation would always be like this. Hey, Dad, can I use the car? And guess what my dad would always say to me? Where are you going? If you have no place that your destination is real, then you're not taking a car. Why? Because he knows I'm just going to go joyriding. And that's what happens when you don't plan out your destination in the spiritual journey. If you don't map it out, then you end up joyriding around, doing different things with no care, but yet at the end, finding that the master has already arisen and locked the door. And the gate is not only narrow, but now it is shut. And finally, the last thing that the manual tells us is to always signal your intentions. Not like 15 minutes ahead of time, but all the time. What do I mean by that? Signal your intentions on your Christian, Catholic, spiritual journey. Let people know that's your destination, that you're going to take the narrow path, and you're going to be ready to enter through that narrow gate. Wear a cross. Wear an outward sign, the signal to others, this is who I belong to. Allow your words and your deeds and your actions to signal that intention. Because why? Because as you go forth, perhaps others will also follow. That when you're mapping out that destination, you don't need Siri's GPS. You just need the Father's GPS, God's precious Son, because He will show you the way. So if you do these things, I think if you allow yourself to be disciplined, use these tools, then you will find the road narrow, but it will be the one of righteousness and joy. And when you see that narrow gate, as you know that you will enter it only through death, when you see that narrow gate, you will not be afraid to enter, but you'll just aim it and hit the gas. And I promise I will do the same. One time I was stopped by the state police on the highway for excessive speed, and the police officer came to my window and he said, "Do you know why I stopped you?" And I said, "No, I do not." And he said, "Well, you were exceeding the speed limit." And I said, "Oh, I wasn't really paying attention. I said, I was just trying to stay up with the flow of the traffic." And he looked at me and he said, "There's no traffic." And I said, "I know, I'm trying to catch up to it." My friend Joe LaPia, who used to be a state trooper, and he worked in Greensburg, and he pulled a car over for excessive speed, and here there were two nuns in the car. They were from Seton Hill, not from St. Anne's. So he went up to the window, and he said, "Sister," he says, "are you in a hurry? You're speeding." And she goes, "Oh, I didn't know I was speeding." Yeah, right. But anyways, so he says, "Just a minute, wait right here." So he started leaving the car, and she says, Oh, officer, you're not going to give me a ticket, are you?" He goes, "No, I'm just going back to my car to get my roller." 12 years of Catholic school. Let us pray.